Random House Audio presents The Trail to Seven Pines, a Hopalong Cassidy novel by Louis L'Amour, read for you by Robert Petkoff. Chapter 1. Two Dead Men. Hopalong Cassidy stopped his white gelding on the bald backbone of the ridge. No soil covered the wind-swept sandstone, only a few gnarled cedars that seemed, as is their way, to draw nourishment from the very rock itself. In this last hour before sunset, the air was of startling clarity, so much so that objects upon the mountainside across the valley stood out, clearly defined as though but a few yards away instead of as many miles. Where he sat, the sun was bright, but in the west, which was his direction, towering masses of cumulus piled to majestic heights, dwarfing the mountains to insignificance. The crests of the mighty clouds were glorious with sunlight, but the flat undersides were sullen with impending rain. Hopalong squinted appraisingly at the sky and became no happier at what he saw. Seven Pines, proudly claiming title as the toughest town west of anywhere, was a good 12 miles off, hidden in the mountains across the valley. Long before he could ride a third of that distance, those clouds would be giving the valley a thorough drenching. What he needed now was shelter, and he needed it badly. So it was that he sat in his saddle, studying the country with careful eyes. The stage route was but a mile or so to the north, but he had heard of no shelter there, and so far, his information had been most accurate. Even as he watched, the gigantic cloud moved nearer.